And welcome back to the best morning show in the land. It's Eggs, Grits with a Whole Lot of Ignorance, brought to you by ChiroSense, located at 4952 Center Point Drive, Suite 106, North Charleston, South Carolina. With chiropractic, massage therapy, and traction services, they got your back. Hit them up, 843-640-3286, and let them know EGI sent you. ChiroSense, where chiropractic makes sense. Make sure to like, comment, share, and five-star rate. If you want to join the conversation, email us, eggsgritsignorance@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on social media, it's Grits and Ignorance on IG and everything else. Man, it is a big Friday, and you know what it is. You know that we're here to send you into the weekend because... Oh, that's the wrong button.
Because it's Friday, and you ain't got shit to do.
There we go. It's Friday, and you ain't got shit to do but hang out with us this morning. Ah, my man, 100 grand, is always here with us, all the way from PA, at BigKidEnvy_Chops. What's happening, my good brother?
Yo. Ten toes down. Always.
Hey, that's how it's supposed to be, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Shoot. Happy fucking Friday.
Happy motherfucking Friday. Here we are once again.
Back with some ignorance.
Yo, you know we've been doing this since January.
I'm trying to get this 360 deal.
Like, yo, we've been doing this shit since January. Two episodes a week since January. That's wild.
I mean, we missed a few.
Yeah, we missed a couple. But I'm just saying, for the most part.
Missed a couple.
For the most part, you know. You know, and in this moment.
Coming up. This year almost up.
I want to give a shout out to one of the founders of the show, Key. Her podcast just came back. First episode back was yesterday. So it was good to hit her back out on the airwaves. So shouts out to you, Key. Wish the show much success. We miss you here.
Yes.
Wish you could be back. Shouts out to Jeff. He's handling family business. That's why he's been out. And then shouts out to our new co-host, Von.
Von Chella.
My apologies. Von Chella, who's holding it down from the Very Necessary Podcast.
I wonder if she will let me give her the AKA Mrs. B Cups.
Mrs. B Cups? Hey, yes. I just say we just go with it. Like Von Chella, AKA Mrs. B Cups.
There it is.
We need to go ahead and put that in the group chat.
That sound like money in the bank. I'm about to put it on a t-shirt.
I'm about to put it in the group chat right now.
See what happens. Watch me get virtually slapped in the face. It's probably fitting.
Yeah, it is. I think it's about fitting.
Yes.
But we're gonna go ahead and start like we always start. With your top five.
I'm sorry, I lied. I'm number one, two, three, four, and five. Yo, Black, it's time. Begin. I don't even know where to start. I got so many that I wrote down. But I'm going to go with this one. Where did I write it?
I need you to get it together, man.
I wrote the shit down. All right, yeah, there it is. All right, so this one, This one is from my man, Jeff. That dude, underscore Jeff, a.k.a. the official Birdman. This is
the official Rabbit Man. That's his.
You know what? Let me ask you. What when you see a woman walking down the street and she got, you know, she dressed or whatever, is there something on them that you don't want to see besides a bonnet?
Them fuzzy flip-flop slippers. That shit, I can't. I'll be wanting to just trip them.
They came out the Dollar General.
Yeah, like that. And they swear that shit be hype. Like they be on that shit. Like, I'm just cutening my shit. Bitch, you know, goddamn.
Half of them feet be dragging on the floor. They feet don't even be in the flip-flop. They just be flopping.
They just be flopping.
But yo, this is the top 5 pointless women's accessories.
Not the pointless women's accessories.
Yeah, pointless, because it's pointless to do this shit. I don't find it sexy.
Okay.
So number 5 is bedazzled nails. You can't even pick your nose with them. All them jewels and curves
that
and
extra long all shit, that mess. Right?
Yo, women, I'm a simple man. Give me a simple French manicure. I'm Gucci. That's it. Number 5, belly button piercings. What's the point? We know where your damn stomach at. We just trying to put food in it so we can get to them draws.
I don't know. I kind of like a good, you know.
Nah, fuck them shits. And if I had buttons, I'd shoot at them. Fuck these buttons too. Yo, number 3 is bonnets. I'm sorry. Bonnets is trash.
Bonnets
I don't
is
give
number
a fuck
one.
What they for.
Bonnets is number 1 on the list, bro.
Yo, fuck bonnets.
Number I don't 1.
Need, yo, bonnets for me rates up there with the fucking doobie wrap. Like when the chicks go up into the doobie shop and get a doobie and they wear the hair wrapped for like ever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
bitch,
yeah, yeah.
That ain't the style. You supposed to wear it wrapped when you go home and get in the bed. But that hair supposed to come down during the day or when I need to pull it. So fuck the bonnets and the doobie wraps. So number 2 is flats.
Yeah. Well, bonnets beat out flats. Man. I think bonnets beat out flats. But flats is
for
is,
me.
Flats
I
are
fucking
up there.
Hate flat shoes.
Man, like, and then they feet be stink when they come out that shit.
The feet be looking, you know, they be having little cute feet, but when women put on flats, they feet look long.
Feet be stank.
Like if you don't get your Ronald McDonald shoe having ass the fuck up out of here. Fuck flats. I hate flats. And number 1, this is my personal number 1. Makeup.
Makeup?
I fucking hate makeup. Hmm. I like women natural. If whatever blemishes you got, rock them. I don't give a fuck.
Rock the blemishes?
I actually think that women that be having scars on their face is sexy. I'm sorry.
I can dig it.
I like a hood chick.
I mean, I can dig it.
Like, she done went and knocked out 3 bitches, but so they gave her $150. You beautiful.
Say you're beautiful.
Yeah, fact. That's all facts for me. You're beautiful. Fuck makeup. Maybe some lip gloss, but you still ain't kissing me. Don't kiss me with no lipstick or lip gloss on. I don't like that shit. I will wipe that shit off immediately. Post haste. You dig?
Yeah, maybe I mean, that makes sense.
He be done with the top 5.
He be done with the top 5. All right.
Fuck your makeup flats and your bonnets.
that the top five was brought to you by Unfiltered. Visit unfilteredforever.com. Fall drop, you know, it's coming September 30th. You've heard it here forever. And don't forget that they have a sale going on starting on Monday, Labor Day, running for the month of September, 25% off of all merchandise. So starting on Monday, all merchandise, 25% off, and use the promo code EGI at checkout for extra 15% off your entire order. And remember, there is a science to being you. We're going to go
show
ahead.
Show them the web.
Huh?
It says show them the website.
Show them the website? I don't know if I can. I do that? Let me see.
Show them the website.
Let me see what we got here. Let me see if I could do that.
Get your shit right. Don't be going to that bootleg site. Unfiltered Forever is not being sold on Amazon.
No, it is not. So don't get it twisted.
Those are, if you get a shirt off Amazon, that shit is fake.
Yeah, do not go to Amazon. Please, ma'am. Please, sir. Okay, let me see. Share screen. It says screen sharing works best on a good computer.
That's what popped up.
That's what popped up.
Get out of here with your ignorant ass computer.
It works better on alright.
Would you rock it in, you on the Notepad 3?
Okay, there we go.
Yeah,
that's the website there. The Unfiltered website, as you can see. It's got
Filtered Forever
stuff for men. Right, yeah.
I'm gonna start modeling.
You gonna start modeling? Then of course, hey, you wanna check out the Crux Media store? If you like any of the podcasts, you hear Kane is Able t-shirt is on there. Carolina Sports Talk, the Relationship Status T, and the Very Necessary Podcast t-shirts are all on there. So yeah,
EGI,
man.
EGI t-shirt coming soon.
EGI t-shirt coming out, coming soon. So you guys check it out, man. It's really dope. It's really dope. Okay, so now we're gonna stop screen share. Stop. There we go. Hey, listen.
Hey, that stop work faster than go. I just want you to know.
Hey, all I can say is a nigga learned some shit today in production.
It is.
And there it is. All right, man, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna get into ignorant news. I'm just gonna start here.
Oh boy.
I'm trying to get my life together to read this.
It's already fucked up.
When did DMX die? I'm sorry. When did he pass on?
He passed 2021.
He passed last year, right?
Oh, yeah, I believe so.
Please tell me why Stacey Dash just discovered that he died.
Oh my God. And that's mourned. What that shit was about?
Yes, and she was mourning in tears. Clueless Star.
Late.
Clueless star Stacey Dash said Wednesday she was ashamed for just discovering that rapper DMX died, crying in a TikTok video that he had lost to that demon of addiction. DMX, whose first five albums hit number one on Billboard, died April of 2021 of a cocaine-induced heart attack. Dash appeared to be truly unaware of his passing and explained that she was scrolling through TikTok and came upon DMX's song that saved me many times, only it had an RIP tag on it. She said, I know I'm late. I did not know he passed away. I am heartbroken. He was such a great guy. In the clip, the tearful Stacey Dash noted that DMX overdosed. I am today 6 years and 1 month clean, she said, and it breaks my heart. He lost to that demon of addiction. Please, please don't lose. Hey, listen. Yeah. How are you that oblivious to life that like you don't know what the fuck is going on? Like,
listen, I thought she was crying because she was getting clean off of some drugs, and she used to do coke with DMX. Like, that's
nah. Like, she legit was.
Yeah. I just skip past it. Like, I don't even know what the word. What is the word? Affinity? When you can't deal with something, you don't have the affinity to deal with. Like, I can't deal when women cry for attention.
You think she did that for attention though?
When was she relevant any other time?
Listen, let me tell you something. One of my all-time crushes was Stacey Dash for a very long time. Until recent years, where she just looks like she fell off of something. Like, she fell off the truck or whatever. I don't know what the fuck she done did.
She, when she was probably like 30, she looked like she was 18, 19.
Man, listen, she was...
I rock with Stacey Dash, but Megan Good took that over. Megan Good took her spot. Shout out to Megan Good, because Megan Good is single. And I love me some Megan Good.
I done been in Megan Good inbox, but she won't return my messages.
Yeah, she got a lot of DM slides.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't even DM slide. I'd be one of them creep niggas that go straight to the dick pic.
Yo, I don't even know how to. I don't know how to approach a regular person in goddamn in DM. So I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna even get. But Megan Good is at the top slot right now. Like,
I would take new dick pics for Megan Good. Fuck that shit. I'd be proud of that motherfucker. Stand your ass up. Shit.
Boy, fuck you dumb as hell.
Him.
But I don't know, because I just don't understand how a person. Like, I watch the news in the morning when I'm getting ready after I get home from the gym. On the other days, the days when we're not on here talking to our wonderful fans. Shouts out to y'all. Shouts out to the listeners. First off, shouts out to Mama Pat. Unfiltered had an issue with the website. She was the one that picked it out because I think she's one of the top supporters. Shouts out to you. But... like, I still know, and I ain't really big on social media. I do my posts and stuff like that. But I still know what the fuck is going on.
I'm clueless.
I still know, at least know that, I at least know when people die. And I ain't even a celebrity.
If that shit don't come across my social media feed, I don't know. I don't watch the news. I can't stand the news because it's depressing. As soon as you put the news on, 37 people shot.
What?
Little Kevin shot up his school.
I'm about to say, what do
Donald
you
mean? Trump reelected.
Oh, I'm waiting for that shit.
Joe Biden fell asleep. Like,
as soon as that shit hits, I'm gonna be done.
I don't wanna fucking see this shit. Fuck this shit.
As soon as that shit happens, I'm done. Like, I know I'm done. Cause I mean, I'm trying to understand people. And I don't, but I'm trying. Anyway, we're podcasting here, and we got a show to do. So let's. I'm trying to find Stacey Dash. That video. This is why you should be more prepared, people. Everybody out there in the interwebs land. Let's see if I got it here.
You trying to find that damn crying and bootlegging she was doing?
Here we go. I got it.
Okay. I'm ashamed. I didn't know. I didn't know DMX died. I didn't know. From a cocaine overdose. Some demons. So excuse me if I do not care. I am today 6 years and 1 month clean. I'm too busy praising God. It breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. He lost to it. He lost. He lost to that demon of addiction. Please. Please don't lose.
I guess I get the message. Yeah. I get the message.
Man, yo, she sound like a whole fucking Summer Walker album right now. Fuck out of here. Like, I guess this shit is funny to me. Not X's death. Definitely not. Yeah. But this, what she's doing is funny to me for the simple fact that, you know, we got to see the best of X. Even with the worst of him running around, we got to see the best of X before he passed via Drink Champs and Versus. So I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I get it. I definitely get it. It's just,
but you, if you late, don't go. Don't, yo, just reach out to the family like, yo, I apologize for being late for this. You know what I mean? But yeah. I don't see how, nigga, they shut down Jonkers.
Yeah, like, how you didn't know?
Like, how you missed that? It was like every fucking Rough Rider on the planet was in New York City that day. How you missed that part?
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, I'm with you on that.
She be all right. Get her some cotton now.
Just get her some cotton now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know who else missed it? There was an escape goat visiting South Carolina Elementary School, and apparently he missed where he was supposed to go. Animal Services officers responded to a South Carolina Elementary School when students encountered an unusual prospective pupil, a runaway goat. Of course, this is in South Carolina. Colleton County Animal Services said officers responded Tuesday morning to a goat being found at the Northside Elementary School. Animal Services posted a photo of the goat to Facebook. The owner soon came forward. The owner said that the goat must have climbed the fence during the night. During the night to escape its enclosure.
Yo, that was a Jamaican goat. What? I wasn't a regular goat. That was a Jamaican goat.
What made it a Jamaican goat?
Yo, you ever see them goats in Jamaica? Nigga, they be up trees. Yo.
Yo, Mo Black, Hannah, Malcolm, all my Jamaican massive, please.
Anybody who went to Jamaica on vacation,
don't follow up this. Don't follow this.
Listen, I'm telling you, it's facts. This is facts. Yo, matter of fact, I think it was Dwight that was telling me that the fucking goats, they just be chilling in a tree. Fucking, yo. Jamaican goats is gangster. Meanwhile, I'm banana. Climb a tree.
What?
I'm telling you, son.
Man, listen, man. I am not about to listen. You're not about to get me taken off the air because you and this foolishness. So, okay. Question. What's the weirdest thing you've ever, like, came to school and saw? The weirdest thing you've ever seen either on your way to school or when you got to school?
Shit. Only whatever they serve for lunch. That's about it.
Nah, that shit.
Nothing crazy. I never, because you know what? I was doing crazy shit myself.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it had to be something like that you saw that just been like, yeah, that shit ain't gonna cut it there, buddy.
I mean, I seen an old lady slide off the bus stop into the street. Like, nobody told your ass to step off the curb because you want to be the first one on the bus.
Nah, that's funny. But here's my question with that, yo. Like,
but that's normal for New York City, though.
It's normal. Yeah, well,
that's normal.
But okay, so what's the what would be the what's the word I'm looking for? Okay, my kids. Here's what I gotta say: my kids are gonna be extremely deprived because they will not experience any of the things I experienced as a child going to school in New York.
Facts.
They will not be able. Yo,
bums on the train.
Nah, nothing.
Niggas fighting. You know what I'm saying? Yo,
none of that. They will not experience none of that.
I think when you from New York, you are censored to weird.
Censored to weird? Is that what it is?
Because everything is normal. Because like the first time I seen a crackhead, like up close,
that,
crackhead.
That is an experience. Nah.
I'm like, I'm looking out the window. I'm like, mommy, what's up with this chick? Why she walk like that? My mom like, yeah, stay away from her. She's a crackhead. I was like, okay.
So that's what those look like.
Yeah. Fiend 101. I mean, she was walking like she was about to miss the bus, son.
Yo, listen, like, and I lived in the crackhead building. So I saw nothing but them day in and day out.
Yeah, I ain't do the Carter living, but you know, I had my downstairs neighbor. He was one of the biggest drug dealers in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? So that's when I saw my first dead body.
Oh,
he caught that body.
That had to be an experience.
Yo, it was like it was freezing cold outside. I'm like, why is this man laying in the middle of the shit in the middle of the night? And all you see is a big ass puddle of piss. It wasn't even blood. Like he pissed himself.
That's not funny. Dead. That's not funny, but it kind of is. Nah,
but as a kid, you like, what the fuck is going on? You don't understand this shit.
What the fuck is this shit?
Then when you see niggas getting locked up, you're like, oh, okay.
So basically,
call the coroner.
So basically, there was no explanation.
Oh no, I knew what happened.
I mean, I know you knew what happened, but nobody explained it to you.
Oh yeah, nah. I was coming in this blind. This is my first year in the projects. I was coming in blind. I got an education.
You was coming in hot.
For real. You learn some things.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Why mama say come bring your ass in by the streetlights? That's why. The freaks do come out at night.
Is that, do they come out at night?
Nigga, they be out all night.
Well, you know who's out at night and daytime, all kind of time?
Let's get it.
This woman who explains why she farts in the cheese aisle of Posh Supermarket.
Well, she want to see if her ass matched the Limburger?
I don't. A woman who likes to fart in the cheese aisles of Posh Supermarkets has explained the reason for her unusual hobby, giving a whole new meaning to the term cut the cheese. TikToker Amy Scott, a.k.a. Plastic Amy, shared, and not to be mistaken with Amy 22 Cents. Shouts out to Amy 22 Cents of the DJ Blaze radio show. She shared a short but insightful clip with her 361,000 followers in which she makes the outright raising admission in the post, which has been seen more than 1.7 million times. She says, I like farting in the cheese section. Amy has become known for her comedic skits, which she films using a plastic surgery filter on TikTok while speaking in a high-pitched voice. As such, she may just be joking around, but either way, it's left her fans in stitches. Waste Rose, watch out, wrote one, and Amy replied, that's where I mainly do it. It's only good to have a hobby, joked another, while a third quipped, it isn't much, but it's honest work. The fourth chimed in, am I picking up slight notes of oak and rosemary? Simply extraordinary. She also let her followers followers know why she enjoys the bizarre hobby.
Stop.
Oh, stop. Okay. Why am I stopping?
You nigga.
This lady like to fart in the cheese.
If this bitch in the line in front of me and bust ass, and I'm punching in the back of the head, and I'm not eyeing no cheese.
That's, hold on now. You can't punch her in the back of the head. That ain't right.
Punching her right in the back of the head. Because I've discovered a new word now.
What's the new word?
I don't have the affinity for her bullshit. I don't have the affinity for what she enjoys.
Not for what she enjoys?
Like, who? Yo. Who want to smell ass in the supermarket?
I'm just, hey, listen, son.
No, you go in a specialty cheese shop, because that clearly she's in specialty cheese land, where most other persuasion people like to go.
Most others of that persuasion.
Everything in there. No, I can't say the other persuasion. Yeah. They love cheese. You know what I'm saying? So if you other types of cheeses, like different types of cheeses, some of them can be kind of funky, and that's what makes them what they are. And then you gonna bring your ass to the show? You know what? I hope she go in the cheese aisle and fart and shit her pants.
Not and shit her pants.
Straight shit. Not a shart, not a little splashing.
All the way.
I hope she takes a shit on herself. I'm talking about back pocket rockets.
That's the title of the episode, Back Pocket Rockets. I can see Joyce. That. I can see that. But I mean, to each their own, man. She like cutting the cheese. It really ain't much you could do if somebody like cutting the cheese where the cheese is.
I'm not eating cheese for a week.
I don't know.
I'm
not
eating cheese for a week, son. I'm off the cheese.
Like, done. I need a good cheese.
She just ruined it for me.
She just
killed cheese for me for a whole week.
All right. Well, that
when
was
I go to Burger King, I'm getting my joint with no cheese.
Last story. A Missouri school district has officially announced plans to bring back the controversial form of corporal punishment. My apologies. It is recently confirmed that Castleville School District in South Missouri is returning to its past use of corporal punishment, meaning that students will now be subjected to paddling as a means of disciplinary action. This has sent shockwaves through the city.
They ass.
And to parents due to the highly controversial announcement regarding forms of discipline. Underneath the new policy, school district employees will be allowed to punish students by paddling them, which is described as a last resort if other forms of discipline fail to work effectively. Parents will have the option to opt into the new policy or decide against it. If you were wondering why Castleville District decided to bring back corporal punishment, well, parents were surveyed and stated that increased school discipline was their biggest concern. However, as expected, multiple complaints have already happened regarding the new practice. School Superintendent Merrill Johnson spoke about parents' concerns. The complaints that we have heard from some of our parents is that they don't want their students suspended. They want another option. And so, this is just another option that we could use before getting to the point of suspension. Superintendent Johnson continued adding, corporal punishment will be used only when other means of discipline have failed, and then only in reasonable form when the principal approves it. It was further noted that administrators state that they don't believe that corporal punishment will be used often, but when it is used, it'll be by administrators only, and in the presence of another school district employee. Let me give y'all a little backstory. So, I need some mood music for this. Hold on. So.
You about to do some poetry?
Back when I lived in Trinidad, when we first moved to Trinidad, me and my brother, and we got enrolled in school, St. Margaret's. And the first time it was a spelling quiz. And so you had to stand at the front of the classroom and spell. So I misspelled a word, and the teacher told me to put my hand out. I put my hand out. This lady whacked my hand with a fucking stick. So the second time she went to do it, I grabbed her goddamn hand. Now, mind you, I was in the fourth grade. And so I go, hey, man, you're not about to hit me with this shit again. So I got in trouble for cursing. So they sent me to the principal's office. So as I'm at the principal's office, the principal goes to beat me because it's like defiant and all kinds of other shit. I said, fuck, you're not about to hit me either. So they called my aunt, who I was living with, Auntie Izza, bless ups, she's no longer with us. She called Auntie Izza. Auntie Izza taught at the school for like 40 fucking years. So guess what happened? She whooped my ass. Then she let the principal whoop my ass. Then she took me down to the teacher's damn classroom and had the teacher whoop my ass. And then whooped my ass again when I got home.
Bluetooth disconnected.
Yo.
And that is the end of my story.
Listen, yo, why I feel like Frankie! That's what Kadir said when he Yusef! No!
Man, listen, man, I got my ass whooped. Now, you hear me?
Don't hit my brother.
I'm talking about I got so many beatings that day. I bet you what, though? I never misspelled another motherfucking word.
I got something for you.
You know, no, I can't believe the fucking kids. Everybody talking about kids. Everybody talking about how bad kids is. You know it's bad. But see, you can't say kids. I will fuck a kid up. Don't get mad at me. I'm just saying what you can't say.
Yeah. Bernie Mac said it the best. I will fuck a kid up. I will have a son in my classroom. You know, missing homework? I'm gonna fuck you up.
So, okay, real talk. You've got kids who've been through the system. You got one that's still, still in school. I've got kids at school. How would you feel if, like, that was the practice at the school?
Well, in my neighborhood, because on some real shit, then I ain't afraid to say that shit. I'm going to say that shit. Fuck East Stroudsburg School District. Mm. You know what I mean? Because they got this thing where if you from New York or you from New Jersey, they don't want to fuck with you. And they try to do anything they can do to push you out or push your kid out instead of helping the kid. Or really even looking into some of the claims that was being made. Because, like, my son got suspended for sexual harassment because some girl lied and said that he touched her breast. When they look back on the footage, you could see her lean in on him.
Oh.
Because they were having an argument. And when he tried to, like, push back, like, because she leaned in, he tried to push back, he hit in the chest.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then she didn't even report it the same day. She went around the school getting people saying, oh, I'm going to get, she's going to get my son in trouble for touching her breast. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy, though.
So he gets suspended from fucking school. And I get tired of that shit. So I tell you right now, for that, for this school district, put your hands on my kid. I'm coming up in there.
Yeah, but what I will say is, like literally, what I'm seeing, you know, my, you know, I play a teacher on television. my regular daytime job is, you know, teaching kids. And what's happening is there's an influx of young men being accused, rightfully so or not rightfully so, by young ladies who are using either rape or sexual assault or misconduct. And I think that what we have to teach our young men is to be extremely careful with what they're doing. I know we're off to the left here because of what you said, but it just sparked something in me because we had an incident, and we didn't have an incident. It was an incident that I know of. It's not at my school. It's at another school where a young lady, she actually late night invited a kid to sneak in her bedroom window, like 1 a.m.
Yikes.
And the next day when she was at school, because I think her parents found out and got on her, she claimed that she was sexually assaulted by the boy, but she was drunk and couldn't, she said she was drunk and couldn't remember nothing, but because she was drunk, he shouldn't have done anything. And I think that we really have to educate these young men on their decision making when dealing with these young women. And some of the things that said, and this is a little controversial, but is, you know, the women are still, they're confused and they have a tough time deciphering. I said, well, you know, these young men are confused and they are teenagers and they got hormones going on and they don't know how to deal with what they're going through. I once was a teenager who did not know how to deal with it. Then again, I did know how to deal with it. But, you know, it's just, and in this day and age with an over-sexualized society,
yeah.
I think we really have to be really, really on our kids, our young men, about the decisions they're making when it's coming to young women. And I'm not saying it's young women's fault. I'm just saying it's easy. It's a little bit easier to.
And nah, you get caught up real easy.
You get caught up easy. So
I'm sending my kids out the door with coochie contracts.
Yeah.
So, you want to give up some ass to me? You need to sign this contract.
Sign this shit right now. Sign that bit right now.
And get your homegirl over here so she can sign too. So she a witness to the shit you said you going through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because. Nah. It is real easy to get caught up. And there are some that are out there like 100% getting assaulted. You know what I'm saying? And no one should be a part of that. No one should really be a part of that. I think it should be when it comes to humans in general, male, female, whatever you are, you know what I'm saying? It should be an equal exchange of draws. You know what I'm saying? Like, it shouldn't be no controversy when it comes to that shit. Because that shit is for fun and baby making.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a fun activity. But back to our main point, I'm going to be real with you.
Ain't nobody touching my fucking kids.
Ain't nobody putting their hands on my fucking kids. Paddle or no fucking paddle. You're not putting your hands on
my kids. I was raised, my mother told me, you know what I'm saying, when somebody put their hands on you, you put your hands on them. You know what I'm saying? And I will 100% box somebody over my kids. But I done pulled up and pulled out on people. So fuck with my kids if you want.
Yep, I'm with you on that completely.
I will say this though. When back when it was you could get your ass beat, kids was really getting in trouble for whatever the fuck it was they was doing. It was no allegations. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't an allegation, like, so.
See, but my thing
I like that all around ass kicking idea.
I think that like the only thing I can say I like about what they did is they said it's only if all other means of discipline have been exhausted, and you said you don't want your child suspended. So this is where we are.
No, I tell you like this. There are some kids that need a foot in the ass. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the title of this episode.
Now, if that's where we going, I'm at my wit's end. I got all my gray hair. You know what I'm saying? The teachers done got some gray hairs. The administration done got some gray hairs. All right, we about to jump this nigga. He about to get jumped into his first game. Because whatever such and such high school, nigga, we jumping you in right now.
This all you, my nigga. This all you.
Because if you get your ass beat in school, I'm fucking you up when you come through that door. Period.
Yeah. Nah, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. 100%. All right.
But
so
don't touch my kids.
Yo, it's 6:47. And we're going to take a break here to get some words from the Crux Media Podcast Network. I got to cue shit up right, tell you the truth. I don't know what the hell I be doing. There we go.
Push that button right there.
Yeah, I got you.
Money,
power,
respect,
and sex.
Sex?
Yes, sex.
Come get down and dirty with your girls, Lakes.
And Latey.
On
Just Got Laid.
Brought to you by Crux Media.
Tune in with us every Thursday on all podcast platforms.
I mean, what do you have to lose?
You have to get in bed with us at least once.
Beat us there.
Yo, and if you did not catch it, I had the opportunity to be on their show this week, and here's a little clip from it.
Or ghost them. I am the ghosting queen.
Y'all don't bring up ghosting over here. Don't do that, because I felt like ghost. That was a shot, and I got hit. And why? It was a shot in my back too, so you know it's an illegal shot. Like, don't do that. I'll ghost in a minute, Yoshi. You got something you want to say?
You throw a rock in the pack of dogs, the one that hollers, the one you hit.
I mean, if you got something you want to say, Yoshi, you just go ahead and say it.
I mean, I'm confused. What happened?
He threw a shot at us, girl, because he heard our last episode, and now he's sitting here throwing shots at ghosting.
He's such a fan. He's so dope.
You're not going to throw shade at me like that and think I'm not going to pick up on it. Like, I do ghost, and you know, I'm going to continue to ghost. Heck, I might turn into a ghost right after this show.
Okay, well, then do that then.
All right.
There's something I do want to address that we have. People are
man, I had a dope time on the show. Please go ahead and tap in all podcast platforms, Just Got Laid Podcast.
They want to know if you was 50-50.
What's 50-50? What are you talking about?
50-50. Was you 50% ignorant, or was you 50% relationship status?
They did.
This is the thing I'm going to say, like, about that is if they didn't get enough ignorance from you, I got some. I got 100% ignorance, so we can do it.
All right, y'all, man. It's 6:50. Let's get into our last segment, Social Media Minute. All right, so this is where we go ahead, and for those that are new to the show, we go ahead and pull a video or a clip or a meme or just something we find on the internet, and we get your reaction.
Stacey Dash,
that is not it. All right, so here's the video, and we're going to get EB's, and I'm going to play it again on the next episode, because I really wanted to play this when Vaughn was on, because I wanted to get her reaction, but I want to get EB's reaction, so here we go.
What I said was because you need to have your own money. If your bills are due when you woke up after you fucked him, that means you didn't have the money to pay for that shit before you fucked him. So is it his fault that your bills due? No, bitch, them bills was due before I fucked you. So why you can't take care of your own bills? Why I gotta take care of your bills? Why you wanna make it seem like I'm obligated to take care of your bills that was already due before I came along? I'm just saying. All I'm saying is, if that's your lifestyle and you fuck to make sure your bills get paid, that's cool. That's fine. That's live by your shit. Don't be trying to make it seem like you really out here feeling a nigga and shit. Meanwhile, whole time, you just trying to get in nigga pockets.
Bars.
I have a standing theory.
What's your standing theory, bro?
Or not even a theory. It's how I get now.
Okay.
All pussy is free.
Hold on, I got something for you on that. Hold on.
All right.
Now, I say that, but don't take it out of context. You know what I mean? Because if I'm dating a woman, I'm treating. If she need help with a bill, I might help her. You know what I'm saying? But the dating is on me. I'm not stepping out broke ever. She's never paying. It's not happening. Unless she just like, yo, I am treating you to a meal, so therefore I am paying. You like literally have to fight me for the check or catch me when I ain't got no money in my pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do feel like a man is supposed to take care of his woman. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean she can't earn her own money and all of that and buy Bentleys and do all whatever she want to do.
Yeah.
But when it comes to sex, I do not ever feel like because I bought you a steak and lobster meal that I'm required to get some ass. I want you to give it to me freely. You know what I'm saying? Give me you because you choose to. You know what I'm saying? Because I had a situation, you know what I mean? I had shorty on the table, right?
Ooh, hello. Mahalo.
You know what I mean? She hit the hot tub, then hit the table, oiled down, rubbed down, all that. Fell asleep on the table, caught her body, right? Now, any female that know me know I talk hella fucking shit, right? So when I was dropping her off to her car, I'm like, yeah, you know, I alluded to the fact that she left my house untouched. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, boom. She like, but nothing stop you. Like, the way we talk to each other, she slick talked me like, yo, ain't nobody stop you. But I said back to her, I was like, yo, that wasn't the reason you were here. So I'm not going to take something from you under false pretenses. Like, I'm not going to butter you up for the thing unless you want that. You say you want to come over and you want the full course meal with the finisher, then yeah. I'm going to dust you off. You know what I'm saying? But you got to want it. So it got to be a free exchange of bodily fluids on both parties.
Goods and services, my nigga.
Is free.
Goods and services. It's got to be an exchange of goods and services.
I need to put that on a t-shirt. All pussy is free.
Yeah. At the end of the day, yes, I do agree. I think that there's a... when you're talking about dating and having sex and everything else, I think that... And it was on the show. They were talking about on Just Got Laid podcast. They were talking about the modern day escort. A woman who she has sex in return for materialistic values, whether it's things or bills being paid or money for trips or just money. Period. She's exchanging services, and my thought on it was that is not that is an escort. That's a prostitute.
That's a fucking hoe. Because I guarantee you that bitch pussy stink.
But my point on it all is, you know, if you wanna, you do have to go out. So you spend money, but I don't think that in taking a woman out and dating a woman, you're spending the money. And if you don't get it, it's like, yeah, I'm about to pass out. Nah, like, if she is saying to get me, to get this pussy, you got to pay, you've got to do this, this, and this as far as monetary compensation is concerned. Whether it's gifts or bills or rent or whatever it is, as a monetary compensation to her having sex with you.
That's a no.
That's some shit I'm not fucking doing.
Cause I'm not a trick. I ain't no John.
That's just not it.
I wish a fucking bitch would, or excuse me, any fucking female come to me and say that I gotta pay their fucking electric bill or some fucking bullshit just to get some ass. Guess what? You gonna be finger popping your pussy tonight. I'm not paying.
Cause I'm not paying. At the end of the day, I'm not paying. But it is 6:57.
These nuts.
It is. Got him. It's 6:57, man, and we need to get these people get to work. So, EB, man, tell the people where they can find you.
Yo, you can find me on Instagram. That's BIGKIDEMVI_chops, and also on the X Grits and Ignorance page. That's Grits, the letter N, Ignorance. On IG, holla at me.
And you can find me.
You got a poll up too.
Oh, shouts out to Vaughn. She's out. You can find her at Vaughncello One, or on the at The Very Necessary Podcast on Instagram, Unapologetic Talk on Facebook, and I hope I did her some justice. You can also find Jeff at @that_dude_Jeff, and you can find me on Instagram at Yoshi in the Building. On Snapchat at The Ninth Wonder, Facebook Yoshi English, and on Twitter at @IamCoachE_. Man, until next time, y'all. Until next Wednesday. Cause we ain't coming out with Monday.
No.
We going Monday is next week. No, we going Monday and the week after. New schedules in the week after. So
shit happening.
Shit. Shit is happening. Holla at your motherfucking boys. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Good morning.
Good motherfucking morning.
Cause it's Friday and you ain't got shit to do.